top of the world with you. Nothing is bringing me down.
Welcome to Faith Summit of the Air with Reverend Adewumi Adebusayo of Word and Spirit Ministry International, a production of WASMI Media and Broadcast.
Yes.
Hello. My name is Ade Adewumi. Welcome once again to Faith Summit of the Air. The Lord bless you abundantly. The grace of God be multiplied upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we take off from where we stopped in the last episode. Don't forget speaking about how you can activate your faith, the steps to activating your faith. We've been able to look at three of them. Number one, we say believe the word of God for the purpose of those of you who are just listening to me today. And number two, we say what you desire based on the word of God you believe. And then number three, we said, believe what you yourself say. Now, you must learn to believe what you say. And we said in the last episode that the only sign to show that you believe what you say is when you act on what you say. And I gave us an analogy that if, for example, you keep saying, I am healed, I am alive and well, I am strong, the life of God is in me, or every part of my body is functioning well, you must give it action. You must be able to respond to those things that you say. Now, that's actually where we bring the number four step, you know, on board. And that is act on what you said and believe. Act on what you said and believe. Act on what you said and believe. I've always thought, that the faith cycle is not complete until there is an action. The faith cycle is not complete until there is an action. That's why I never agree, you know, with the school of thought that actually, teaches that faith ends with only believing. It can be. Until there is an action, the faith cycle is not complete. I'm going to read to us a passage of scripture, a very familiar one. Many of us, we know that story, the story of the woman that we popularly refer to as the woman with the issue of blood. And that is Mark chapter 5 from verse 5. I'm going to read to us there. It says, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and has suffered many things of many physicians and has spent all that she had. Many people think if you have suffered in the hand of doctors, there is no more remedy to whatsoever you are going through. But it's a lie of the devil, because the truth is the healing power belongs to God. You can just have hope and allow your hope to receive the word of God and become faith. This woman has suffered many things of many doctors. He said, yes, she has suffered many things of many physicians and has spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Verse 27, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his clothes. So she heard of Jesus. She heard about Jesus's ministry. So what did she hear? She must have heard the teachings of Jesus. She must have heard how that Jesus proclaimed, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and he has anointed me to heal. She must have heard that, oh, this man, everyone is talking about, is anointed to heal. Then she must have heard those miracles that came forth out of his ministry. She must have heard that. She heard so many things. And then she got herself to the place where, because of what she heard, she began to believe. She began to believe in her heart. She began to believe. And those believing prompted out words from her. How did I know that? Because in verse 28, the Bible says, for she said. Now, the truth is, what happened in verse 28 preceded her action of verse 27. For she said, she had said before she acted. For she said, if I may touch but his cloth. So she said, if I may but touch his cloth, I shall be whole. So I shall be whole. Then she went to act on that. So it was her action. So what she did in verse 27 came after what she said in verse 28. She said it, and then she decided to act on it. Why? Because she believed what she said. She believed what she said. So that was why in step number 3, we say, believe what you say. When she believed what she said, then she went further. She went further to say. She went further to act on it. Now, it wouldn't have done her any good if she had not acted. So you don't just say, well, I believe now. No, the cycle of faith is complete when you begin to act on what you believe. And that was the reason why, you know, in the first quarter when we're talking about faith, I said to all that faith is not just believing. Faith is acting on what you believe. Now, you believe it first, then you act on it. Now, when you act on it, then it becomes a miracle. And that was what we saw in the life of this woman. She said, if I may but touch his cloth, I shall be whole. She believed that and she stepped forward. You know, the Bible said that she came from behind. She came from behind and touched his garment. She came from behind the press. She pressed in. What she said and she believed gave her the strength to give in to the action. Now, if you will always act on that which you believe, you will always get the miracle. The miracle will always be there. If you are on that bed, you are listening to me right now, and you have been confessing and you have been speaking forth the word of faith. Now, I tell you right now, it's actually time for you to begin to give action. It's time for you to begin to stand up and give action to your faith. You can come out of that bed by just stepping down. Don't think about it. Don't give it a thought. The devil is going to tell you it can be when you begin to reason about it. Just take a step of faith and watch what comes out of it. In James chapter 2, look at it. In James chapter 2, verse 14, I'm going to read the Weymouth translation of the Bible. Look at what it says. It says, what good is it, my brethren, if a man professes to have faith and yet his actions do not correspond? Can such faith save him? So the faith cycle, I repeat it again, is not complete until there is action. And look at what he said in verse 18. Look at what he said in verse 18. He said, nay, someone will say, you have faith, I have actions. Prove to me your faith apart from corresponding actions, and I will prove my faith to you by my actions. So there has to be a corresponding action. When you say you have faith, you are standing in faith. There has to be a corresponding action that tells you that you truly believe that which you have said. And that was what the woman did. She didn't just say, she stepped forward to act what she said out. Did she get a miracle? She got a miracle. But she could have as well, if I know, if I will but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And then she sat down there. Oh, and there is nobody now who can even help me to that place. But I know if I but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Now she will remain there, and she will remain there until Jesus is out of that environment. But she pressed in from behind until she was able to touch the garment. Acting on what she said produced the miracle. Now take this home with you as I round up. Acting on that which you have said, believing God's word, will always bring you a miracle. I call you blessed. I see you next time on this same station. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Faith Summit of the Air. To contact Reverend Adewumi, please send message to WhatsApp number 080-748-39159. 080-748-39159. Thank you for listening. Join Reverend Adewumi again next week. Same time, same station. God bless you.